Hey everybody, and welcome to the Single Tracks Podcast. Today we have a very special edition of the podcast for you. I am here live. Well, it won't be live when you listen to it, but it's live now. I'm here with our editor-in-chief, Greg Heil. So good to see you in person, Greg.
Good to see you too, Aaron. It's been too long, man.
It has been. So Greg, where are we?
We're currently in Moab, Utah, enjoying some beautiful spring weather, and it depends who you ask, I guess. We've gotten some serious rain here, but that has made for hero dirt. But we're here in Moab enjoying the Outer Bike Festival and are testing a bunch of bikes.
That's right. So what is Outer Bike?
Basically, Outer Bike was born out of the idea that consumers should have a chance to test the latest and greatest bikes on the market. Innerbike, which Outerbike is play off of that name. Innerbike has been around for many decades, and it is a chance for industry people to test the latest products and see the latest products and get hands-on. But you guys, consumers, are the people are actually buying this stuff. So wouldn't you want to try it too? And that's basically what Outerbike is. And it's put on by Western Spirit, which is a guiding company, and they do trips all over the nation, maybe North America. I'd have to double check that, but they're based out of Moab, Utah, which is where we are. So that was the genesis of the idea.
That's right. Outer Bike is for you, the people. So, yeah, so we've been checking out some of the latest and greatest bikes. So what have we ridden, Greg? What have you ridden? I know what I've ridden.
Tried to get on a few different bikes, and I've done everything from the Yeti SB6C to the Marin Attack Trail. The Banshee Rune, tracking with you. The YT Capra and the Pivot Firebird. I believe that's what I've hit so far. We've got a few more on the docket for tomorrow.
That's right. So the Outer Bike Festival itself is at the Bar M Trails, which are just probably, 8 to 10 miles north of the town of Moab. So there's some trails right there on site, but they actually run shuttles every day to a couple different areas. So it's pretty cool because they want you to sample a bunch of different single track in Moab. So they take you to some different areas. So what are some of the different trails that we've ridden?
So they've got three different zones that they're shuttling this weekend, which aren't the exact same ones that they have done in the past. So the ones they're doing this weekend are the Navajo Rocks area, which is just up from the venue, the Meg 7 Trailhead, which is in a similar zone, and they're also doing the Amasaback area, which is now famous for the Captain Ahab Trail. So that's a pretty solid sampler of some close-to-town Moab single track, especially great this time of year since all that's pretty low elevation.
That's right, yeah. So what have been some of the trail highlights for you?
So I rode some new trails that I hadn't ridden before. I'm always about riding new trails, and so every time I get to Moab, I try to ride something new, at least one thing new. And there's just been so much trail building in Moab in the past 4 or 5 years that if you've not been here in a while, there's something new to ride. If you've been here every year for the past 10 years, there's still probably something new to ride. So I rode some new to me trails in the Navajo Rocks area, which were excellent. And in the Make 7 area as well, which isn't actually too far from Navajo Rocks. And there's a trail between the two that we didn't get to ride that's also brand new called the Chisholm Trail. So that's always a highlight for me personally.
Yeah, so these trails are, you know, of course it's Moab, so there's lots of rock, but it's nothing too crazy. A lot of pedaling, which is a good thing. These definitely aren't, while we're getting shuttled, you're not just putting it in your hardest gear and coasting down the hill. You're actually going to have to work and pedal along, but it's, the trails have been excellent. A lot of this stuff has been new to me. I've ridden some of the Mag 7 in the past, but all the Navajo rock stuff we did was new to me, and they're just great trails, very well built, very well marked, which is huge because you're out here in the desert and you could easily get lost. So pretty much every intersection has a map at it, which is incredible, and it has a marker that says, hey, you're here, a little smiley face to let you know where you are. And that way, you know, hopefully people won't be getting lost out here. But yeah, it's the trails have just been phenomenal. The views are incredible. So I've really been digging it. And like Greg said, you know, if you haven't been to Moab in a while, for me, it's been a couple of years and I'm getting to ride a bunch of new stuff. It's still got that classic Moab flavor. Again, lots of rocks, but yeah, it's always fun to ride some new trails. So going back to the event itself, what's kind of the vibe down there at the show?
So this is my first time to the spring event. And I mean, spring is definitely the high season in Moab. So the weather is usually just as good, if not better, in the fall, but everybody is always itching to get away from the snow and to Moab in the spring. I mean, we ran into some friends of mine from Alberta that were here, not specifically for Outer Bike, but just in Moab. So everybody's just stoked to be riding dry trails. For a lot of people, this is the first time they've ridden with a t-shirt or, you know, with no like jacket this year, you know, so people are just stoked to be out and enjoying the warmth. But having personally been to the fall Outer Bike several times, spring Outer Bike is definitely smaller, a little bit in attendance because they just launched the spring version just a few years ago, 2 or 3 years ago. So it's much newer than the overall event. But we're just chatting with, Mark Sevenoff, who co-owns Western Spirit. And he said that this year they've seen a 30% increase in attendance already at a spring Outer Bike over last year. So people are stoked to just be here riding trails, checking out the latest bikes and good vibes all around. I think one of the most interesting things that Aaron and I have taken away is that lots of people are here and they are actively looking to buy a bike. Aaron, do you want to speak to that at all?
Yeah, sure. I mean, most people that are here because they are very close to purchasing a bike. We've talked to several people that are telling us that we're ordering bikes, you know, this weekend. This weekend, we're riding a few bikes that maybe we've tested before, but we've narrowed it down and we want to make sure that this is the right bike. So yeah, when the weekend's over, they're plunking down the money and they're going to get a sweet new ride. So it's really cool because, you know, these trails are demanding. They're varied. And so you can really test a bike here. So if a bike can make it down some of the stuff that you can ride here, it's probably going to be good for your home trails as well. Yeah. So, you know, we kind of talked about how awesome the trails are here and how cool the event is. But, you know, the Outer Bike in general is just, it's great. It's really well run. It's a pretty good deal. It's $200 around basically for the full pass?
Yeah, I think it's about $200, but I mean, you got to think about all the stuff you get in this too. So you're getting shuttles for 3 days straight if you want to do that. You're getting all the trails at the venue. You also get a free lunch and free beer for happy hour. Sorry, that took me a while to process through. Maybe a couple too many beers. But you also get to ride all these bikes, which is the main draw is the bikes. I mean, you could probably spend $200 just on shuttles if you're just doing that on your own. But, you know, you think about renting a bike from a shop. And if you're renting a high-end bike from a shop, you know, it depends on the shop, depends on the bike. But really, you're looking at close to $100 a day. And we're talking 3 days of unlimited bikes, unlimited shells, free food, free beer, and just a friggin' rad time for $200. I mean, it's pretty tough to beat that deal.
Yeah, we're seeing lots of people that, you know, as Greg said, a lot of people are coming from colder climbs, so they're ready to get on their bikes. We've talked to people who haven't ridden in 4 or 5 months because they live in Alaska or Canada or, you know, Indiana or wherever. So we're talking to people from all over, and a lot of people seem to be coming here as a group with their buddies and just having a really good time and riding a bunch of sweet bikes. And like Greg said, you know, there's food and beer included, and the food it's no joke. It is good food. You know, they're not just feeding you Hormel chili or something. These are legit delicious meals that are catered. So, you know, you get there early in the morning. You know, it's kind of a mad dash when the gates open for everyone to get out and grab a bike as quick as they can and jump on a shuttle. But, you know, you come back after your first shuttle ride, or if you've been riding the trails right there at the venue and you get an awesome lunch and grab another bike and do it again and come back and have some beer and get to talk to people from all over and talk about what bikes they rode, what they liked, what they didn't like, you know, what trails they rode. And, it's just a really, really cool vibe here. So this is my first time to any of the Outer Bike events, but, it's been a lot of fun. So hopefully this has been informative for you about what goes on here at Spring Outer Bike in Moab. They, as Greg mentioned, they also do a fall edition, and new for this year, they're adding another stop on the calendar, right, Greg?
Yeah, new for this year is summer in Crested Butte. So the past few summers they've been in Whistler, but they're bringing closer to home for Western Spirit, and they're going to be in Crested Butte, which you've probably heard me rave about Crested Butte, but Crested Butte has a special place in my heart. It is my favorite place ever. So, and I was actually just last year at a Scott launch that took place at Crested Butte Mountain Resort, and we demoed bikes on the lifts and did some rides and just had an absolute blast as a private Scott launch event. And basically that's the same place they're going to be holding Summer Outer Bike. So I'm hoping to be there because I had a friggin' blast last year at the Scott event. So it should be sick. So put that on your calendar for late August. Check the website for details.
Awesome. Well, again, I hope you guys enjoyed this quick little remote episode of the Single Tracks podcast. If you want to find out more about the trails in Moab and what you should do and ride while you're here, just search Moab in the search bar on singletracks.com. And if you're enjoying the podcast, please go to iTunes and leave us a review so other mountain bikers can listen to our voices as well. So that's all we got for this time. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.